On the eve of board elections, a Matanuska Electric Association meltdown is pitting the utility's board of directors against long-term management. As APRN's Ellen Lockyer reports, two executives were fired without cause earlier this week, while the fate of a third is pending.
Ballots are in the mail to Matanuska Electric Association's 45,000 members, and it may be a close race with two challenging candidates hoping to unseat MEA board members Lois Lester and Kit Jones. In a surprise move Monday night, MEA's board of directors voted 4-3 to terminate without cause assistant manager Tuckerman Babcock and IT director Bruce Scott, while directing legal counsel to draw up papers terminating general manager Wayne Carmody. Babcock, a 10-year employee, manages MEA's engineering, human resources and operations divisions and its environmental health and safety division. Babcock points to the upcoming board election as one factor in his firing.
This new majority has been in authority of MEA since last July and have not taken any action to replace management. And then here they are 2 weeks before an annual meeting where both President Lester and Kit Jones could be defeated, and they decide to make precipitous action.
Babcock says contributions made by his wife to board candidates opposing Lester and Jones could be behind his dismissal.
Now that I'm not employed at MEA, that I will be very actively supporting getting rid of these two incumbents who have been so destructive to the business arrangements at MEA. And, you know, in the first year under President Lester, the budget for the board of directors has gone up 300-400%, and it's just outrageous.
Scott, who had worked at MEA for 28 years, also contributed to challenging candidates. The internal tempest at MEA goes back 2 years when the utility's directors planned to build a coal-fired power generation plant in the Valley. A storm of protest by Valley residents killed that proposal and swept new members onto the utility's board of directors, members who don't really see eye to eye with long-established management policies. MEA purchases electricity from Chugach Electric Association, a fact which has placed the Valley utility on a tight deadline to find another supply because the contract with Chugach expires at the end of 2014. The crunch spurred MEA's plan to build a locally owned power generation facility. Now MEA plans to build a gas-fired facility near Eklutna. Babcock and Scott are suspended with pay until their firing takes effect in 2 weeks, but some MEA members stand by the board's decision. Kevin Brown serves on the Palmer City Council.
MEA's management does not work well with other utilities, and nor do they value working well with other utilities. We have a board now that believes in cooperation rather than litigation, and they're making great successes. I mean, and they're working together to put forward a set of proposals on unifying the rail belt to send to the governor and to the legislature. Nothing like that would have happened a year ago.
Board President Lois Lester was not available for comment on this story, as the MEA board has called a special meeting today to deal with the fate of Carmody. Babcock, who was hired by Carmody, says there will be no legal dispute over his firing if the board honors his employment contractual commitments. Carmody has run MEA for 14 years and has incurred some animosity over his preference for contract work over union labor. The MEA board recently approved a union contract with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers over Carmody's objections. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.